Mr. Webb, he should be over at State Department on the 8th floor.
Thank
Jim
you.
Webb for the president.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did. He said fine.
I think you should have the restroom.
I'm sure they've gone to get him for me, Mr. Watson.
So, is he there?
Well, he's there, I'm sure, and they've gone to get him.
All right, right. I'll hold you get him. Webb, yeah, just a moment, President. Right.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
Why can't these astronauts go to the Paris shuttle?
I think we've got to think a lot about what happens then, Mr. President. We've not wanted to build up or show that the Gaul is trying to make something out of, and then we've got the problem that they...
What's the Gaul trying to make something out of?
He's trying to make the Paris Astro something really big for him.
Well, we don't give a damn. I just want to make something big for the United States, and we're in such hell of a shape. The sentiment's so bad, and they're standing in line over their blocks to see our boys. And I just turn over my plane to them and get you to take them over there. And I don't give a damn if they go to the German air show, too. I think they've had their flight, and we're in such damn bad shape in the world that we ought to take anything we can. I'm getting them killed in Vietnam by the dozens. This conference is coming on, the Asia-Africa conference. State Department thinks they ought to go. I think they ought to go. And looks like if I could get you to vote with me.
I'll do what you want me to do.
I want you to tell me every reason why you can't do it, and then the time I get over there, I want to get them on the way.
You mean over here tonight?
Yeah, I thought I'd come over there with all these diplomats. And I thought I'd just get up before it's over with and just thank you for this wonderful show and this great experience. And tell them that I want to take my plane, their families, you, and go over and look at that air show and come back and give me their judgment.
Well, I wouldn't be honest if I didn't tell you that I think that is moving too fast on something that we've considered for a long time in terms of our total relationships. And besides, we've got a certain amount of debriefing we need these boys for. They are awful tired right now. I can't see the end of it. The Russians have upstaged us on almost everything, and we turn around and...
We're keeping upstaging us if we just put on a buffet supper in our own State Department, Jim.
Well,
that's the point. And they update, I got three or four fat congressmen over at the air show. A B-58 blowing up. and I want them to get the goddamn minds off the air show and see what America's doing in the world. I'm not hurrying about it. I've been urging it ever since the flight, but I never have personally got into it. But every man I've had considered next to do it, the state of next to consider it. Bundy was opposed to it vigorously. We talked about it. Now he comes in, and we are reading these other cables from other places in the world, the polls they're taking. We got the Asia-Africa conference up, they denounced the hell out of us. And the UN's trying to screw us up down there, and I think this would take a little, be a wonderful thing for them. I got beds on the plane to hold down that bed and go to sleep and stay. And if I were you, you're an old aviator, and you're going to have to build a supersonic.